Okay. This Shabbos, Parshas Vaschanan, I want to talk about a subject related to the mitzvah of mezuzah, because we find in the Sefer Vaschanan the first presentation of the Chumash of the mitzvah of mezuzah, which appears at the end of the psukim, which we popularly refer to as the first parsha of Kriya Shema. So this Vaschanan is a very packed Sefer with a lot of familiar psukim and familiar topics, including Aseret HaDibros, and so the first paragraph of Shema is found there as well. So in the paragraph Pasuk Tes, we have the Pasuk, Uksavtom al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha, and you have to write these words and put them by the posts of your doorway to your homes and your gates and so on. So first of all, I just want to point out that the simple reading of the Pasuk sounds like there's a mitzvah to write. Uksavtom al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. It doesn't exactly say about posting it. It says you have to write them. And it sounds, they say that the lashon of the pasuk sounds like there's some kind of a chiyuv of writing. So I saw that Rabbi Yochanan Bishul Perlo, in his encyclopedic commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah and Sadyagon, really this I guess was an excuse for him to write his. You have like two lines from Sadyagon and 12 pages min. So it's an encyclopedic. Yeah, sort of right. It's an excuse to talk about everything. So he was a Gaonatzum, and he quotes, he uses the Besadja Gaon Sefer Mitzvah as a springboard. Besadja Gaon Sefer Mitzvah is poetic, it's a poem. But anyway, in the third volume, in this edition, Mesechta Dibros, right, they're all rumors. Anyway, in the third volume, there are Miluim, I guess, Denda. So in the Miluim, in Oz Dalet, he talks about this question. Because the Rav Sadia Gaon in his formulation doesn't mention about writing. He says, I'll read at the beginning, Ruchem Perla writes, the Mashmash Shaina mitzvah elo b'kviyas ha-mezuzah b'pesach ha-bayis bovad. Sounds from Rav Sadia Gaon's formulation that the mitzvah is to put the mezuzah up on the doorpost, not to write anything. Avo b'ksivo so lek of shum mitzvah. Ve'ena b'chala say, there's no real mitzvah per se to write it. It would be more like a hechsher mitzvah. In order to post the mezuzah on the door, you have to have someone write it. But it's not independent mitzvah. Anyway, he goes on, Darichas, to talk about which I'm going to write now. But he does point out that really, if you look carefully at the word, if you want to be literal already, so chsavtom al mezuzos beisecha would mean you actually should somehow write it into the doorpost. Let's carve it into the doorpost. Right, that's the literal meaning of the words. So I should take a pen and somehow write it into the doorpost. And that's not what you have to do. So anyway, he goes from that point. It's not Ksiva Tama like that. It's various different comments. So he says, basically, it's clear that Shebekviyosa El Mezuzas Pesach Habayis, that's Harei Mezuzas Pesach Habayis Mamish. Vizem Iskayim Kor Kedeksivu Ksavtom Ksiva Tama El Mezuzas Pesach Habayis. It must mean to write it on something else. He demonstrates how it can't mean to carve it into the door. So it means you got to write it on something else. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to place it al mezuzos beisecha. That's how he works out the lashon of the pasuk. And he says, that's the lashon of the Shiltus as well. Shiltus writes, the mechayv in the beginning of Ekev, it says, the mechayv in the beis Yisrael, lemikpah mezuzah bepischeon, to affix the mezuzah to the doorways, shenem ha'achsav tamoz v'sech v'shuecha. Bechayim lashon Rambam, okay? It also writes, lekboa mezuzah, shenem ha'achsav tamoz v'sech. All the money on mitzvahs, they quote the pasuk achsav tam, but they understand it to mean not to write, but to affix it. And that's the lashon of chinuch, he says, we'll see this chinuch shortly. So, it means that all these Rishonim understand that the word uchsavto means to affix something which has been written to the doorpost. Kviyas, the affixing it in the doorway, is the act of ksiva. Of ksiva shal ha'or, but the actual writing it on the parchment, so that's lo ashram b'chor shum mitzvah klal v'eina ela hachana ba'alma. It's just a preparatory stage, and he said that's why we make the bracha at that point. Anyway, so that's the Bichon Pearl, just in terms of understanding the phraseology of the pasuk.
Does he deal with the shratim? I mean, how does he relate?
Yes, a little bit he does, and he also deals with the ksiva by tefillin, because it's also ksiva by tefillin. Mm-hmm. And I saw someone raise the question, I think the Panamiyot, somebody raises the question, how come by Sefer Torah it says, kisu lachem, and it means to actually write it. There's more to talk about. I just wanted to show you just in terms of the phraseology of the pasuk. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, just to Mem Zayin Amud Beis, just to clarify the importance of the mitzvah of mezuzah. The Gemara says on Mem Zayin Amud Beis there is a din of defining what is an Am Haaretz. Now that's not for mocking purposes, but rather as a halacha lemaisa for certain demai, for certain tithes have to be given. So can you trust the person? You not trust the person? Depends if he's an Am Haaretz or not. Anyway, the Gemara asks, Ezeu Tarbanan Ezeu Am Haaretz. What is exactly? How do we define an Am Haaretz? So several different answers. Reb Nosson Omer Kol She'ein Mezuzah Al Pischo. Someone who doesn't have a mezuzah on his doorway is halachically defined as an aretz, meaning somebody that we can't trust for certain dinim. So that's just in terms of a definition. And the Gemara in Pesachim actually goes further. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara mentions that there are seven people who are considered menudin l'shamayim, shiva menudin l'shamayim. It's like you're in perpetual cherem. And it mentions among those people is somebody who doesn't have mezuzah b'pischo. So clearly, the mitzvah of mezuzah it defines a person as being trustworthy, at least in certain regards. It's somebody who has a certain kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But most important for our purposes right now is the following statement. The Gemara in Menachos, on Daf Mem Dalet, and that's where a lot of the dinim are found, all the dinim of mezuzah are found. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet and Aleph on the bottom of the page says, we actually referred to this Gemara a few weeks ago when we spoke about tzitzis. The Gemara there says that somebody who doesn't wear tzitzis is violating five different assays. And one of them was Uris, and that's what we spoke a number of weeks ago in Parsha Shlach about the idea of seeing tzitzis, wearing tzitzis out, so to speak. But here, the Gemara also mentions, and the name is all Amar of Sheshes, so it says anybody is kol she'ein lo mezuzah b'pischo over b'shnei assay. Somebody who doesn't have mezuzah on his doorpost, in addition to where he's not trustworthy, he's considered Amor, it's like the Mon Brochas, he's Menudel HaShemayim, like Mon Pesachim. Here in Menachos, it says you violate two Aseis, because it says Uchsavtam twice. It says Uchsavtam in our Parsha, the Raschana, Uchsavtam is Uchsavtam in Bishra, but it says it again next week's Sajjan, Ekev, in the so-called second Parsha of Kriyashma, says again Uchsavtam is Uchsavtam in Bishra. So the Gemara in Menachos seems to understand that there are actually two different mitzvahs Asei that you violate. Now, that particular comment is not brought with Halacha. Meaning, this is the best of my knowledge, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not bring this idea that, that somehow there are two assays. And the Sefer HaChinuch, when he formulates the mitzvah Tav Chav Gimel, and this is in this week's Sedra, the Sefer HaChinuch simply concludes, as he generally does at the end of the essay, so he writes, what happens if you don't perform the mitzvah. So here, in the end of Tav Chav Gimel, the HaChinuch writes, the overall Zel Bonabais, if somebody built a house or got a house and he didn't put a lo yinich bo mezuzah miyad, he didn't put up mezuzah, okay, then detail asei zeh. He violated this asei, which he formulates at the beginning as likbo mezuzah mezuzah beseinu shenemar achsav tamoz v'sechav v'sharecha. So the chinuch clearly states that we're talking about one asei, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, we'll open up now. The dinim of mezuzah begin. They're found in the third volume of Yerodeah. They begin with Sin Reish Pei Hei. The wrong one? No. In Reish Pei Hei, the Mechaber writes, there it is. Reish Pei Hei, the beginning of Hilchos Mezuzah. Mitzvahs Asei, Lichto Parsha Shemaim, Bahayim Shemob, Ulekovim Al Mezuzah Pesach. He says the mitzvahs, I say again, one mitzvah to write them and to, affix them to doorposts. Then he says, v'tzorach lizorba ma'od, be careful, v'chol azorba, yarich liyomov, v'mei vanov, v'mei no zorba v'skatsu, you have a long life, because it says, l'man yibu yimeichem. Okay, but again, the simple reading of the chinuch and the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that we're dealing with one particular mitzvah, and that's also the Rambam's formulation. So, I came across a reference to the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, by Yaakov Ettlinger. We've quoted him in the past. He wrote the Sefer Aruch Laner and the Bikur Yaakov and Hilchos Sukkah and Luluv. He was a great German Talmud Chacham. He was the one who gave smicha to Reb Shimon Shofar Hirsch of Ettlinger, Yaakov Ettlinger, the great Gaon. So his tshuva is called Binyan Sion. It's called Binyan Sion because the first tshuva deals with the question of whether we could we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash today and bring korbanos and so on. I think we once spoke about it a bunch of years ago. Anyway, so in Binyan Sion Simon Zion, somebody asked him this question, and he says, how come you know, in that Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, said mention, he has a few kashas about the Gemara. It says you don't have tzitzis, you're over five assays, and nobody seems to, you know, present it that exact way, at least with regards to all of them. And he says, the Rambam quoted the statement with regards to Tulin and regards to Duchening in the Seis Kapayim, which is mentioned in that Gemara, but below Gam Kelin and Tzitzis on the Mezuzah, the Shom Lokos of the Over Behei Uber Beis Asei. So the question was on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes that Gemara with regards to Tulin, and he quotes the Gemara with regards to Nesias Kapayim, but he doesn't quote it with regards to Mezuzah, he doesn't quote it with regards to Tzitzis. Okay, so he, Alzeh Asher, gives the following answer. Because first of all, you have to understand, Hinei Kol Diver Rav Sheshes, that's the speaker in that Gemara, Ein Nafkusa Ladina. There's no Nafkamina. One, I say two, I say five. It's not a halachic, it's not of halachic significance. Okay? Rather, below Omar Kane, Rak Lahadil Inyan HaMitzvah Salalo. Just the Gemara is speaking in terms to give us a sense of the importance of the mitzvah, right? You know, it wants to sort of play up the significance of the mitzvah. Velochein hevi haram of dvar b'sof yechatzon, sof yechatzon nesis kapayim. Kedarko, she b'sof ha'alochas kosev divrei musar ala mitzvah shabir. He writes that Rambam very often, in the very last halacha of a section, he'll say something that has more of a musar bent to it. After he goes to ha'alochas, he'll speak about the importance of the mitzvah, ends on a high note. There are a number of famous Rambams that always appear at the end of Hilchos this, Hilchos that, and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoda. There's a famous comment about about the role of Talmid Chachamim, you know, to be supported in the end of Hilchos Me'ila. There are different places where the Rambam at the end mentions, as the Binyan Sim calls it, sort of like a Musar Vart. So he says, in the end of Hilchos Tzon, and the end of Hilchos Nisus Kamayim, he quotes this Gemara because he wants to play up the significance of the mitzvah. Ochein, le'inyan tzitzis, lo hutzrach lahavi divrei sheishel zeh shekos of sofech tzitzis lahagdil ha-mitzvah ma'shekol yoseh shekos of omi ezor mitzvah tzitzis. In the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, he doesn't quote this statement because he has a different statement which trumps up the importance of the mitzvah tzitzis. V'chein his for us, v'chein l'inyan mezuzah, kosav b'sovach hukos mezuzah, chayav adam l'zor b'mezuzah, v'pnei shivach s'vachich chovas ha'kol tamid n'son ayin shom, shehigdil inyan ha'mitzvahs. Okay, I did b'china say shomos, ashal ken lo hutzach l'chav sheikh for beiz mitzvah sasei. He writes, it's a sharp answer, he says, you look in the Rambam, which we're going to do right now, at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, so the Rambam makes a big, glorious statement about the importance of Mezuzah. Therefore, says the Binyan Siyam, there was no need for him, per se, to also filter in this Gemara. By the way, there are two assays. That's why he doesn't quote it. Okay. Well, someone violates it, two assays. But he doesn't mention it because he has other means. Again, the Binyan Siyam's thesis is the Rambam only quotes that Gemara when he doesn't build up the significance of the mitzvah with other terminology. It happens to be that by Hilchos Mezuzah, he builds it up with other terminology. Okay, so, but what I'm more interested in now than in that point, and interesting though it is the following statement that the Rambam does make. I mean, he quotes it, but it's important to see it inside, and we'll read it carefully. This is Parak Vav of Hilchos Mezuzah, Halach Yud Gimel. Hilchos Mezuzah is printed in the Rambam, is one unit with Hilchos Tzolin, Hilchos Mezuzah, and Hilchos Sefer Torah. That's one unit. So, Parag Vav Alach Yid Gimel. Listen to the Lashon Rambam. Chayav Adam Lizor B'Mezuzah. A person very careful with the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Mipnei Shechovas HaKol Tamid. Everybody's obligated all the time. Remember that phrase. Every time you go in and you go out, you'll meet, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'll remember the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be inspired to wake up from your slumber and to avoid the mistakes of time and so on. You'll right away straighten out. But that's what the Rambam says, right? Amr Chomishonim, and therefore the Chacham said how important it is to have a mezuzah, and they're protected by the Malachim. Shneimar Chonim Malach Hashem Sovil Bechatzim. You're surrounded by Malachim. The mezuzah has a shmira aspect to it, which is for a different discussion. But that's the Rambam. So the Binyan Siyam is right in saying that the Rambam sort of glorifies the mitzvah of mezuzah without having to quote this Gemara. But what I want to focus on this phrase the Rambam says: Chayav Adam Mezuzah Mezuzah Neishi Chovas Hakol Tamid. There's an ongoing chiyuv. What exactly does it mean when we say that there is an ongoing chiyuv? So on this point, the Minchas Chinuch, kind of a brief comment at the end over there, should have left it open, at the end of Mitzvah Tavchav Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch makes the following point. He says, you know, there is a statement in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara makes a statement as to how much money a person should be willing to expend for the sake of performing a mitzvah. So we have a rule on the Vazbez, Ay Vazbez Yosem Chomish. You're not expected to give more than one-fifth of what you have for any, the sake of any mitzvah. A poor person's, you know, so in this context, the Minchas Chinuch writes as follows. He says, Ay Milchas Lulav, Simen Tov Reish Nun Vav, the Mavur Hashem, the Ein Tzorch Levazbez, a mitzvah Aseh Yosem Chomish. If it's a lav, then the Ramor writes, you have to give up, you have to lose everything. Kol Hom Beisar, you got to give up everything. You're not allowed to violate a lav. You know, if I go to work Shabbos, I'll lose all my ink. Tough, right? I mean, when it comes to a lav, you can't violate a lav. But for an assay, if it's going to put me in the poorhouse, so I don't have to perform, I'm part of a mitzvah, I don't have to spend beyond X amount. So again, Minchas Chinuch posits as a possibility that mezuzah might be different. The Rambam had that lashon cholas hakol tamid, right? It's an ongoing obligation. So the Minchas Chinuch posits as a possibility. This is the very end, his last comment on that mitzvah, Tav Chav Gimel. He says that maybe mezuzah is different. When do we say a guy doesn't have to spend money? I say so. You know, you have to buy an eserg or whatever it may be. All right, so use the eserg for a week and then you don't need it anymore, right? Or it was some other mitzvah. But a mitzvah which has an ongoing chiyuv, this is lashon. The bechol rega over ba'asei. Anytime you're under the mezuzah, every moment, every second, you're violating ba'asei, maybe with chomer yoser. And he compares it to something else. And he says, v'gam le'inyin tshuva efshar the chomer mitam azeh. Maybe even for tshuva purposes, if a person, you know, intentionally did that mezuzah, wants to do tshuva, it's a more demanding tshuva process because of the importance of this mitzvah. I'll just show inside because it's worth hearing the lashon of that Ramah. Again, it happens to appear in Hilchos Lulav. It's in Top Reish Nunvav. I'll just read it inside. The Rambam writes, the Ramah rather writes. He says, Misha ain't lo esrog, o sha'ar mitzvah overis. If a person doesn't have an esrog or any other mitzvah of temporary need, ain't tzorach levaz v'lev ahon rav. He doesn't have to spend a huge sum. Or k'mo sha'am rav levaz v'lev ay vaz v'lev yosem v'chomesh, v'afilu mitzvah overis. Then he writes a dafkin zasei, aval osa say itin koma mono kodem shi'avor. Right, you have to give everything before you buy it. Fine. So that's the ruling of the Rama over there. And in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah explains, you know, what the amounts are and how to calculate. There's a long bir halach here. He does actually speak about mezuzah and he doesn't seem to make any distinction. So the truth of the matter is, the Minchas Chinuch raises it as a possibility. He says, nira efser, that maybe mezuzah is different. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah doesn't seem to make any distinction. The Ramah does not mention mezuzah different. And the Mishnah Berurah works out how you figure out, you know, the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Zion and Sivkot and Chesed figure out how you calculate the one-fifth, which we don't have to go into right now. And there's a long Bir Halacha about it. At the end of the Bir Halacha, he mentioned a difference in something which may be a Hechshem mitzvah and other mitzvahs, fine. But he does speak about mezuzah and he doesn't seem to give it any special status. And that long Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah doesn't make a chilek between, between mezuzah. But so there is no chiluk. Mezuzah is the same as everything else with regards to that din. But this concept that the Rambam alludes to when he says, Chovas HaKol Tamid, and the Minchas Chinuch says, Chol Rega over Asay, this seems to be no one seems to disagree. It may not have the ramification that the Minchas Chinuch posits as a possibility. The Mishnah doesn't seem to posit it. The Rambam really doesn't seem to posit it. But it's still logical to say it still seems to be agreed upon that mezuzah has this elevated status, perhaps with no halachic, you know, practical nafkamina in terms of how much you have to spend.
What does it mean? Let's say I own a house that I don't leave.
Oh, so let's see. We may come to that. Let's see. So first of all, this whole idea of the status of mezuzah is actually a Yerushalmi and Megillah. The Yerushalmi, the very end of Megillah, the last Yerushalmi and Megillah. The last Gemara in Yerushalmi and Megillah. It's Perek Dalad. Halacha Yud Beis, it's page Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, at the very end. The Gemara says, someone can't afford tefillin, he has a choice. Either he can buy tefillin or he can buy mezuzah. Right? Tefillah or mezuzah? Mi kodem, what takes precedence? Shmuel Omar mezuzah kodemis, and Rav Chuna Omar tefillah kodemis. Tefillah means tefillin. Right? Shmuel says mezuzah, and the other one says tefillin. My time of the Shmuel, what's Shmuel's reason? Answers the Gemara, Shekain he no heges biyamim tomavim shabosis, because mezuzah is all the time. Tefillin, there's no tefillin Yom Tov, no tefillin Shabbos, right? Mezuzah has more of an applicability because it's every day, it's all the time, it's constant. On my time of the Chuna, what does the Chuna say? Shekeinah Hegesh Mefor Sheyam V'Holchem Yidvorim. Because tefillin, if somebody's going on a trip and he's traveling on a boat or he's traveling on a caravan or someplace, he doesn't have to put a mezuzah where he is, right? But he still has to put on tefillin. So he wants to say that tefillin has greater, greater status. And the Gemara says, Masnisa Mesal Shmuel Tefila Sheb. Shabolas osinos and mezuzah, mezuzah shabolas ein osinos and tefillin. L'mashe malam b'kodesh lo moridin. End of the, that's how it comes up there in Megillah. End of the Rishon and Megillah. So he said, well, no, you can make mezuzah out of tefillin. You can't make out of a parchment of tefillin. You can use one for the other tefillin for mezuzah, but you can't use mezuzah for tefillin. I'm sorry, the other way around. You can use tefillin for mezuzah because you can go up. You can't use mezuzah for tefillin. That's the raya. Okay, so that's the Rishalmi. But the Korban HaEdah on that Yerushalmi, right? Well, before I get to that, I should just mention that over there in Hilchos Mezuzah, the Ramah paskins the other way. The Ramah in Reish Pehei, or there, Reish Pehei Sivalah. Right. Mekol Mokom, im ein yado masegas liknos tulum mezuzah, yiknet tefillin below mezuzah. Okay? So he says, why? Because he says, the mitzvah shechovas haguf adifa. Whatever that means. A lot of talk about what exactly meant by Chovas Aguf, which is not my problem right now, but that's the Ramah. So L'mayis, there are more Paskins, how he Paskins. But one thing we see from that Yerushalmi is that Shmuel wanted a time that mezuzah has precedence because it applies all the time. And the Korban HaEdah writes, Shekein hino heges b'shabbos yontif, kishiyesh lo bayis acher, asur lodur b'bayis she'ein bo mezuzah b'shabbos. You're not allowed, if you have another place to go, I'm going to come back to this point, but if you have another place to go, okay, the mitzvah is all the time. And therefore, you're not allowed to stay in a home which has no mezuzah, your home, not I'm talking about a hotel, okay, but I'm talking about to stay in your home, your regular home, if it has no mezuzah, you're not allowed to stay there on Shabbos. That's not a carbon aid, it's a funny way to read it, but that's what he says. In other words, it applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov too, to the extent that if you have a home, the mezuzah will see in a second, the mezuzah fell down, or whatever happened, you're not supposed to stay in that house on Shabbos, because you can't put it back up.
Does they not put it in the bucket of Easter as opposed to the home?
That's the turnaround, certainly. I mean, again, it's kind of a, Isra Aseh, I guess we'd call it, right, because it flows from Aseh. But what I really want to focus on now for the remainder of the time we have is this inyan, that there is in fact an inyan to live in a home with a mezuzah. Besides some of the dinner, inviting the mezuzah, and proposing the mezuzah, and all that, but it appears from this Yerushalmi, the Korbanei's explanation, again, when we saw the Rambam's Loshon is Chovas HaKol Tamid, is an ongoing obligation now is translated into the idea that it, and again, what the Menachas Chinuch said, that, that it's an, every minute you're chayv in this asay, and you're over it if you don't do it, and now we have Yerushalmi, as explained to the Korbanei, saying that, in fact, there's an Isser, it jumps into an Isser. In fact, the truth of the matter is, and I just realized I forgot to bring it, the Tosus and Baba Kamadav Nun Vavman Beis, forget it, Dumas Ha'ahi, at the beginning of Tosus also there says that a person has a key of mezuzah every minute. So there are these sources. Now, let's take a look for a moment back in your day, in Reish Pehei, the Pesachei Tshuva Sivkot Na'alah. Pesachei Tshuva says, I ain't prima godim la'or ha'chaim simon lamad aleph. Dim noda lo b'shabes yontik. She'ein mezuzah b'pischo, v'yesh lo bayis acher mechuyov hu lotzeis. So paskins the Pischei Tshuva according to Prima Gadim. Yes, like he doesn't quote the Korban HaEdah, interesting enough, but like the Korban HaEdah, that yes, if a person finds out on Shabbos, whatever happened, there was a guy knocked it down, a storm, whatever happened, his house has no mezuzah. So again, I'll read the Lashon of the Prima Gadim quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. Again, the first siman hilchos mezuzah. The Pesachei Tshuva of Cotton Olive, Mechuyav Hu Lotzeis. Okay, you have to go out. Abol, however. He lest lay by his acher, but I got no place to go. I'm not going to make the guy listen in the street. So I got no place to go. Shorei Lodur Besocha, Dumi the Tzitzis Besimnyu Gimel. Similar to Tzitzis, if a guy has a garment on, and the Tzitzis tore, whatever, he's got nothing else to put on, so we don't make him strip in the middle of the street, and walk around with no clothes on. So if a guy has no other house to go to, no other room, or no other house to go to, by the way, it would be the same thing for our person with a room. If you have a room with no mezuzah, so you go to the next room. That's what comes out. If you have no place else to go, so then you can stay. I ain't shum. The nearer, and now the Pesachei Tshuva says, the nearer, the huadina filu b'chol. The same thing is true on a weekday. If ein mezuzah nimtza be'ir, you know, if, a weekday. What's the difference in Shabbos and weekday? Shabbos you can't post, you can't fix it. If you found out during the week there's no mezuzah, okay, so go to the store, get it, and put it right up. There's no problem. Shabbos, that's not an option. So therefore, Shabbos you go out of the house. But the Piskei Teshuva says if it's during the week and you're in the middle of some place where there's no mezuzah to be had, there's no place to acquire one, right? And ain't mezuzah nimtza be'ir. Dina come over Shabbos. There are shy lot of besocho in ain't lo bias achik. Kamo shikot amogan aram sim yud gimel zivkot and ches and yin tzitzis. The ayin amogan aram sim yud tes zivkot and alap adog. And we're going to look now at the sources that the Piskei Teshuva quotes. Very interesting. So now we're coming to a din, and it's similar to this carbon aida. And it's a practical question. Somehow, whatever reason, the mezuzah fell down, it came down, whatever it may be. So halacha seems to be that you're not allowed to stay in that house. If it's if you have someplace else to go. If you have nowhere else to go, fine. But if you have someplace else to go, then you have to leave that room or that home, which happens to have no mezuzah. So let's see.
It's not a din in walking through the shire. It's actually...
It's got to be up there. That's what comes out. It's
so
got to be there.
You wouldn't have a ridiculous thing of saying, I'm not going to leave this room because that's...
Well, I know, that's not the issue, right? That's the point. I think that's correct. I think that's the issue. The issue is having the mezuzah. And again, I don't. The Rambam's lashon, as we said before, was chovas hakol tamid. I mean, chesinim said every second. So now we're coming to a point that these poskim, this is the Piskei Teshuva, quoting the Prima Gadim, saying that yes, if the mezuzah fell down off the doorway to your room or to your apartment or whatever it may be, if you have another place to go, you should get... Again, if it's a weekday, it's the best thing, so put it back up, fix it. But if that, Shabbos, that's not an option. And therefore, you should leave if you have someplace else to go. So let's just look at the sources inside. The Prima Gadim is in Or Chaim, of course, Simon Lamed Ches. It's actually Nukos Tzfun. Simon Lamed Ches. Sivkot and Tezvav. Simon Lamed Ches, Sivkot and Tezvav. Always like to read it inside. So the Prima Gadim writes, because he quotes the Mefarish, I think he might mean a Karbon Eda. Mezuzah no heges b'shabos yomtiv yeshol bayis acher yon sham b'hainu. The lestay bayis acher shari loder b'shabos yomtiv bayis sheinu mezuzah doma letzitzis from your gimel b'lo osa torah loder kiim lasos mezuzah po sheinu dirachares lo gozu chazal. His question is like this. You asked before, it's not a bona fide Isser. It would really be an Isser, so what do you mean guys got no place else to go? Tough. You know, so go sit on a park bench. But it's not a bona fide Isser, right? And as he's saying, that the low Asra Torah Lador. The Torah never actually Asra'd living in a house that has no mezuzah. Ki'im lasos mezuzah. The Torah says you gotta put up mezuzah. So therefore, b'chol she'ein lo dira acheres lo gozu chazal. It was really almost, he says, almost like a drabbanon. The chazal say you gotta go out of the house. Right? No real Isser in the Torah to live in a house. But the Chacham said, since it's a mitzvah all the time to have mezuzah, if you don't have one, you should leave the house. But if the guy's got no place else to go, we don't make him sleep in the park. Okay, so that's the actual lashon there of the Prima Gadim. In the Shulchan Aruch, I'll just read because they refer to Hilchos Tzitzis. In Siman Yud Gimel, it's Siman Yud Gimel Arachaim Siv Gimel. Im Noda Lo B'Shabbes Shu B'Karmelis Shatala Shalof Pasul. Okay, if you're walking the street, you know, and you're wearing clothes and you have tzitzis on, and then turns out you find that it's pasul, or someone points out to you, so what are you supposed to do? It's not like our tzitzis today. That was their garment. So it says, Lo yasrenem olav ad shigil abeis. You don't have to take it off to get to your house. Why? The gadol covered abrius. Covered abrius. If a guy walk around with no clothes on in the middle of the street, we don't make him do that. And Ramor writes, Afilu talas in the chaber. And Ramor, again, it's Simon Yudgimel Sif Dimel. Ramor writes, Afilu talas kotten shetachas begadol. Ain't tzorach lifshow. You don't have to take it off. Okay, but what? In nifsak echem and atzitzel, misbayesh leisher below talas, embarrassed and so on. Okay, then you can keep it on, mikoach, covered habrius. So that's the Shulchan Aruch HaNamor in Siman Yud Gimel. The Morgan Avraham there in Sivkot and Ches writes, and even though it's a mitzvah daraisa, but he explains that the Isser, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's not an Isser. There's no Isser by tzitzis. There's a mitzvah, so I say, to put tzitzis on your garment. Not that there's an Isser to have a garment without the tzitzis. And that's a debatable point, which is not for now. But anyway, he says the same thing by mezuzah. The Tayyid, the Otto mezuzah, Mark also, the Khanazabai Shem mezuzah, So he also he does either connect it to the mezuzah as well. But it's the same kind of svara. For the purpose of kavod habrias, we don't tell a guy's got no place else to go on Shabbos, but for now, you know, for the rest of the day, sorry, you got to stay out in the rain, now out in the house. But other than that, if you have another place to go, then you should. The Aruch HaShulchan codifies this as well. Again, it's in Reish Pei Hei, in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Tzif Hei, right? In Kol Godel HaMitzvah, as great as the mitzvah of Mezuzah is, in the Kol Mokum, Eid Yodah Masegah, Sliknos Tzulam Mezuzah, Amin Rishalim Megillah, the Yiknit Tfilin. The mitzvah shechos aguf odif. Right? He passed them. There are more passings, like you know, not the way we read the Yerushalmi, but the conclusion that it's shechos aguf comes forward. Okay, fine. Although it could be, he mentions that nowadays, you know, the truth is though you could borrow a pair of tefillin, right? So I mean, maybe then mezuzah does win because you could, huh? Right. Depends if it's a shaykh to borrow it. Okay. But anyway, he mentions now the following. Umi shenodalo she'ein mezuzah bepisco. If somebody realizes there's no mezuzah by his doorway, osur lo lahashos afil rega. Okay, he's not allowed to delay even for a moment. The yelech l'sofer liknos mezuzah ulakova miyad. You got to run right away to the nearest sofer, the nearest sarm store, whatever it is, and get a mezuzah put up right away. The mushabes yontif sheyemsh l'kova, but if it's Shabbos yontif, we can't do that. In yesh lo cheder acher lo yeshah b'cheder zeh. You've got another room, then don't stay in that room. If you're stuck, it's mutter. Or if there's no sofa around, then you can get one right away. Okay, fine. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan paskin, and that's the din. So there is some kind of a leniency, at least with regards to a person having no other choice. I do want to point out that the Avnei Nezer, in the Tshuva, in Chelek HaRadei, Sinim Shin Kai Aleph, at least Misvara, in the way he understands the Mordechai, doesn't want to be makel even if there's no other choice. Interestingly enough. What does he say? Shin Pei Aleph. Shin Pei Aleph, yeah. He quotes this Prima Gadim, okay, and he writes that Mutal Lord belongs to Moshe. If there's no other choice, then he's allowed to stay in there. And he quotes that others disagree. He says, he quotes the Bach agreed, but he says the Bach and the Prima Gadim lo hoyo lahem sefer toser harosh ayuvamos sheyotzel or bizmanenu. These earlier poskim didn't have some of the swarm that we now have that have been uncovered with manuscripts and so on. And he proves in toser harosh, he says b'shabes the efshal soso and so on and so forth mevur the davke b'tzitzis adin kain mishum lo mechuyev ad achash nisate. He says no, tzitzis the din is like that. Because the nature of the chiyuv is different. No chiyuv until you wear the clothes. But Mashenu came from mezuzah. Mezuzah is different. In other words, I don't go into the whole raya now, but he has a raya from Tosa Rosh. The difference is that only you can't both the Prima Gadim member said, well, if there's no choice, it's sort of like tzitzis. And the Avnei Nezer says, not true. It's not like tzitzis. Tzitzis is a different situation. And then he writes, a little bit later, he says, that's why, for example, with mezuzah, you put up mezuzah before you come and live in the house. Tzitzis, you can't make the bracha until when? So you have to wrap yourself in it. He's just demonstrating a different kind of mitzvah. Okay? And he says,
30-day grace period to give on.
That's a different thing. That's only for an apartment renting. That's a different thing.
Not for a home?
Not for a house? No. Popular misconception.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a rental. You don't own it. So
that's a great problem.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he writes, "The Shabbos you have shalos mezuzah, also loadable. Period. The Shabbos you can't." And later on, he says again, "Is that ain't loadable? And that's shalos mezuzah. The komak and mutal loadable b'shuvi dach." No, the emes below mezuzah also loadable. The mezuzah matir habayis. The mezuzah is the matir, and without it, you can't. You got no place else to stay. It's tough. At the very end, he does say that the quotes the Mordechai himself seems to yes equate mezuzah to tzitzis. So he backtracks a little bit. There's much too long to the end. Well, I mean, Mordechai himself somewhere else says differently, but lemaisa. The Avnei Nezer certainly, you know, Mitama Svara says that this is a bona fide isser, so to speak, to stay in the house, and even though no place else to go, too bad. So we see from here that there, you know, sort of like an auxiliary, a new mitzvah. You know, aside from them, not just putting up mezuzah, or as you say, walking through the doorposts or whatever. No, you have to have mezuzah in the house. If you don't, you're not allowed to stay in there. The Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim also told us to look at the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Simon Yud Tes, so we will. And the Magen Avraham there writes, actually Shulchan Aruch says, that you don't make a bracha on tzitzis until you put it on. It's Hilchos Tzitzis. What? She'ein basi yosa mitzvah, says Magen Avraham. Elbe levi yosa. Because by titzah, the mitzvah is not making the titzah, it's time, and the mitzvah is wearing it. Okay? The tzorach ian, my shnob mezuzah, the kaimel and shetzorach levar kishakova. Why by mezuzah do you have to make the bracha when you put it up? Okay? The awesome nami kaimel chovet hadaru, the kol's man she'eno dar besocha potter mezuzah. If you're not living in the house, you're potter from mezuzah. So the bracha should be once you're living there. Why would, if I put a mezuzah a week before, 2 weeks before I move into the house, I make the bracha, says the Magen Avraham. Why? It should be like tzitzit, just like you make the bracha on tzitzit only when you wrap yourself in it, so it should only be when you live in the house. So the point I want to stress here now is this idea of the Magen Avraham statement, the kol zman she'eino dar besocha potter mezuzah. V'chein kosu ha-tosu v'nochas daf namdal. That's a simple reading of Tosus, which is the mokar for the Magen Avraham. We'll see the Tosus in a second. He said, yeah, and mezuzah should wait till you move in. The first point I want to mention from this Magen Avraham is the line, the kol zman she'eino dar besocha potter mezuzah. The chiyuv of mezuzah is when you live in it. Because I have a question. What did we say before? That if the mezuzah falls down or whatever, you have to leave. What good does that do? What good does it do? It's not my house? I mean, the chiyuv is to have mezuzah in my house. And now you're going to tell me, well, if it falls down, I shouldn't stay there. Why in the world? What changed? Now I'm outdoors. So let's assume even like the chumr of the Adonizer, even on Shabbos, you got to go out. So what have I accomplished?
It's not in the house. It's then the house you're living in.
So that's the point. So I guess what I'm trying to demonstrate from this Magen Avraham is that, yeah, as long as you're not living in the house, then there is no chiyuv mezuzah. So hold on. Good, excellent point.
It reinforces your question of why you say the bracha before you're ever living in the house.
Okay, correct. I mean, that's what the Magen Avraham deals with. I'll come to a point about that shortly. But you asked a very good question. What about all my stuff? But let's leave the stuff out for a moment. But because what I'm asking is, we read the Pesachei Tshuva and the Primogodim and based on a Korban Eda that there's an Isser to stay in a house. But what good does my going out do? I mean, well, what changed? When I walked outside, there's not, even on Shabbos, even I have no place else to go, tough. I mean, what happened? So the Magen Avraham's lashon here is, yeah, the chol zman she'eino dar besocha potter mezuzah. That's why. And that's, I'm not living in a house now. If I walk out, I mean, I'm not allowed in my home. So therefore, it's as if I'm not living there. We'll leave his belongings for a moment. So just bear that point in mind. The other thing that's mentioned, I just point out that Magen Avraham adds, he says at the end, he says, if the mezuzah is down, so mezuzah lo hitrichu rabbanon lakor diroso. He has such a loss that the rabbanon didn't make him, move out if he has no place else to go. So it sounds like it's only the rabbanon that you can't, you don't have to, so to speak, move out. I will mention that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Moruch Tzia, that's his commentary on the tour, over there in Siman Yud Tes, he says he doesn't like that loshen. He says, gam ma shakasot av mezuzah lo hitrichu rabbanon lakor diroso loshen zo ena meduyer. Why? The menalei de la trichu rabbanon. Aval vada yevshal achayva bakiris dirosim nasiyas a mezuzah. Nachas shichovas hador. Uchsiyetsa menem meila lo chala alav chovas mezuzah. I'm just bringing this more. See, and he doesn't like the lashon that the chacham weren't matriachim to leave the house. Not a question of tircha, says the more tzia. The point of leaving the house, it's not like a punishment. We're not matriachim. It's not a punishment. It's when you go out, since the chiyuv of mezuzah is chovas hadar, it's a chova on the living person living there. Uchsiyetim and a male lo chovav chovas mezuzah. He was outside, so he says there is no chiyuv mezuzah anymore. And so that's why he could stay out because he's not living in the house. Kol och ain a dar besocho. The lo mishum torah. Elo she'ein mokum l'chiyuv hamitzah. Elo b'shar shu besocho. That's the point I wanted just to stress in that more tzia. That again, as you said, and it's really probably what the Magen Avraham meant, but it's just clarifying. It's not a question of tircha or not matriach. It's not like a punishment that Ravana made him leave the house. This mezuzah fell down like as an onesh. No. It's when he leaves the house, so that's not called living in the house, and then he's okay. There's no chiyuv of mezuzah anymore.
Well, what's interesting here is that it's somehow it's turning into a din in the house, but it's really a din in the shot.
But it's not. It's a din in the person living in the house.
That's
just the location. Right, right.
But it's still in the house. You're saying right. If it's not affixed in a certain way.
If it fell down or it's not right. There, and so now I have to have it, so I have to walk out because I'm not living there. Now it doesn't have to happen. Yeah, that's what comes out.
So I'm just curious if you think the lashon of the bracha of
Likvoa,
the word keva, and what the Rambam is saying.
Oh, permanence. That's interesting. Okay, didn't think about that. Let me just read you also quickly. We'll come back to another point in a second. The Stechemed, in Kol and Marechas Amem, Kol Kuf Tes Vav, talks about mezuzah, and he mentions different opinions about it's not that there's an isser. He says the ain isser likonas b'bayis she'ain bo mezuzah. It's not an isser to enter into a house. In other words, somebody else, I can walk into your home with this no mezuzah. You can't stay in your home. That's what I'm bringing up in the Stechemet. And as he says that, even though he quotes at the end the story, he quotes a story from some sefer Ruach Chaim, told us Adam Agon of Zalman. Oh, that was the Groz's brother, maybe. Or Chaim Volozhin's brother, maybe. Anyway, he says, "Shapam achas b'olam olam be'arav Shabbos v'rosh ha'mezuzah hilamata m'shisha elyon v'lo ha'shos b'olam l'sakin v'lo nichas abayis ad shabal hamolon hifkir as abayis." He wouldn't walk into the house unless the guy was mafkir the house. The kosher is a kosher roid over. Who says it's such an issue? I mean, I'm not allowed to walk in. It's the bala bayis, his problem. Therefore, he doesn't want to believe the story. But again, what Sechemet seems to be saying is, no, it's on me to walk into your house if there's no mezuzah. If the mezuzah is possible, it's not affixed properly. But the issue is upon you. Okay, anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, so that's just an interesting Sechemet.
Would you tell somebody to be mocked at their house if they were
going to
be there anyway?
Yeah, so that's what... I'll get to that. Give me a second before getting to the point about being mafkir, because that'll take care of your question with the belongings also, which is an unbelievable imposition. You're going to tell God to be mafkir, everything, it's hard to imagine. But, okay, we'll see. Maybe that's... We'll see. So, let me just look at one other thing. Tosus in Menachas, I'm showing you, is the mocker for this Mogan Ram. Tosus in Menachas, have men dal and al b'dirim aschol talis, okay, towards the end of the, or in the middle, he says, he demonstrates clearly that the chiyuv of mezuzah is to, is only if you're living in the house. Chovas hadar here, pirish. Shim yirtza lo yodra, okay, you can, if you don't live in it, so then it seems that there's no chiyuv of mezuzah, like we said from the Magen Avraham, and even more clearly in the Moruch Tzir. The truth of the matter is, not everyone quite seems to agree with that. And I wanted to mention that because of your point with storage. The Rabbeinu Yonason is quoted as the Shita Mikubetzes in Bamitzia on commenting on the Gemara Bamitzia Daf Kuf Aleph Mabeis. Which I was referred to, it says as follows: Omarav mezuzah chovas hadar here, and a person living. The context there is in what they're doing above mitzvah, because they're talking about renting. Who's chiyav? I'm the landlord, but he's renting, and that's the question. It's really on the person who lives there. Right? I own the property, but you live there. I'm the masker, you're the socher. So that's how it comes up over there in Bav Metzia. So he says, it's a chom ala socher, because it's you. He's the one who gets the benefit. It's also a shmira, right? It's protective, like we said before. And misho mer bias, it's for the person who's living in the house. And he says, afilu yesho asara batim she'eno darbahem dira kvua. You got to think, I own 10 houses. There's a house over here, and a house in Florida, and a house in California, a house in Texas, all right? He doesn't live in them. You're not chayav mezuzah. El shem nichnas b'hem pam achas b'shona chayav eskulam mezuzah. If he goes in once in a while, then they are chayav. So if he lives in it once in a while, then you are chayav. And similarly, the Nimuke Yosef, we have in the back of Maseches Menachos, so we have Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Mezuzah, and he'll say Torah, because all these things come up in Maseches Menachos. So in the back of Maseches Menachos, there is no riff. There's no riff on Menachos, because Menachos was something related to the Beis HaMikdash. The riff didn't write any commentary on the sections of the Gemara that had to do with Kodshim and things like that. No Geb is Manazeh. But, you know, sometimes in the Gemara comes discussions incidentally, so there in Maseches Menachos, there are quite a number of such discussions. So we have in the back of Maseches Menachos something called Hilchos Halachos Ketanos. And among them, a little bit of Hilchos Tumah, Hilchos Sefer Torah. Anyway, at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, the happens to be Daf Vav Amud Beis in that pagination. There's a commentary in the Nemuke Yosef. So the Nemuke Yosef writes, Al Hasocher Shehu Tzarich L'Shmir. The obligation is upon the renter because he needs the Shmir. Kevin Shu Dar B'Socher. Da'afak Av Shoy Socher Hoya Chayav Hamaskel Asos Lo Mezuzah. Midi Da'ava Beis Tevin Beis Ha'etzim. If he would use it for tevin storage, tevin and eitzim, so then he would be chayav. In other words, it seems from all these rishonim, from Tosa says it clearly. The others seem to say maybe even if you wouldn't live there, you still chayav, but even they say that there's got to be some living connection. You come once a year, you store stuff in it. As long as you have that, you're considered to be living in the house. Now, on the basis of this, there's a sefer written by a contemporary Talmud Chacham called Chovas Hadar, which has some of the Marmakomas that we explored this evening. It's written by Rav Yaakov Yeshaya Blau, who's a contemporary Talmud Chacham. She's written a number of Svarim in that style. We have Halacha on the top and lots of footnotes on the bottom. So he writes in this sefer Chovas Hadar and Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perek Aleph, Ha'ora Chof Aleph, he says, he quotes a sefer called Mikdash Mar, it's a sefer on Mezuzah that I'm not seeing it, I'm not familiar with it. He writes, Shenochon Sheyafkir Beso, the guy's Mezuzah falls down, right? And he writes on the top, I'll just read, I'm sorry, I should read the Halacha, right? He writes in Halacha, hey, Sif, hey, Hachayev Mezuzah Eino Kover Bito Mitzis Asay, we spoke about that. Vim Yesho Bayis Acher Tzorech Lotzeis, like we said. Like we said, and then he said, So we said all that. He writes in Sifkot and Chaf Aleph, or in the Or Chaf Aleph, he writes, and according to some, anyway, okay? Now, he says that because according to the poskim, we say, Shim Eino Darsham, Eino Chayv Mezuzah, like that Tosus, so then you don't have to be mafka because you're not living there. But he says, So at least, this sheet, I guess, exists about being mafka. Now, it seems to me to be, quite a statement to say that a guy should have to be mafka. What does being mafkir do, incidentally? I should mention that point, too. What does being mafkir do? What does it accomplish? Yeah, no longer base chayav. That's the Karen Ora in Menachos, on this daf. It's Menachos daf mem da'alam alav. Comment on that self-same tosus that we just examined. So he says, Aval im ifkiron ve'ein lebay zeh baylem klal, shapir lo mikri ksuscha, by tzulim, but tzitzim is not called your clothes, u beischa, it's not called beischa, because it's ksuscha, ksavtam amuzos beischa. So if you're mafker, it's amuzos beischa, u potter mezuzah. Okay, then it becomes potter mezuzah. So, alright, that's what being mafker does. But as I said, practically speaking, it's a little hard to imagine when a guy's mezuzah falls down, so if he's not able to get another mezuzah, he's got to be mafke the house and mafke the property. So I was thinking, the reason it's difficult is because we said earlier, you don't have to expend all your money, only one-fifth, right, for the sake of mezuzah. All right, the Minchas Chinuch entertained the possibility that mezuzah is different. But let's assume not like the Minchas Chinuch, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, the simple reading of the Ramah, mezuzah is not different than the other mitzvah say. And now you're going to tell a guy, because the mezuzah fell down, he's got to mafke everything? It's quite a jump. So what I was thinking is that the issue is that the chiyav of a mezuzah is a chiyav, like we were saying, really, is a chovas hadar, a person living there. Being outside and not being able to enter my home, that's not called that I'm living there. In other words, it's not called normal living. Normal living means I can go in and out of my house whenever I feel like it. If now we say that the mezuzah is down and I can't go into the house, that's what it accomplishes, even without being mafka. I'm just suggesting, even without being mafka or anything, the fact that I can't, even if I have stuff in there, okay, to answer your question earlier, even though I'm not mafka belongings, it's storage. But usually what does storage mean? I can go get it whenever I want, right? If I have a storage room I have to put a mezuzah up. That's the truth. People have a garage and they only use it for junk or whatever. Or I remember I had like a shed in the backyard. If it's bigger than a certain measurement, they keep junk in it. You use it. So what does the storage mean? It means I can go in and get it whenever I want. That's called beis dira. That's part of living, right? Living means I go over here, I pick up my winter clothes in there, whatever it may be. So what I'm suggesting is even without being mafkir, and I'm not a chiddush, I think it's just simple. That's not called being dar. That's not called living. The chiyav of mezuzah, the chiyav, as Tosa said, when you live there. And storage is part of living. But if I can't enter, that's the point of having to leave the house. We say you're not allowed to enter the house now. You're not allowed to enter the house. In a way, the reason may be a little circular, but it's as if there's no bailus. So I don't be mocked or anything. I have no bailus because I can't go in and out. Okay? And therefore, I'm now okay because I don't have a chiyuv until I can get my mezuzah back. That may be the reason for, for getting rid of the, for telling the guy he's got to leave the house. But anyway, it comes out from all of this is that sort of we've understood tonight sort of a new din in Hilchos Mezuzah. Okay, and that is that there is an inyan to live in a house with a mezuzah. It's a separate mitzvah, almost, so to speak, to live in a house with a mezuzah. And if I don't have a mezuzah, then I have to leave, either because you're being mafkir, or some want to say it, or we're suggesting here that it's a pagam, so to speak, when you can't go in, so that's not called living. Just to hammer home this point, this we can understand a very, very puzzling comment by the Magen Avraham, in that same sif, Sukkot Nalav of Siman Yud Tes. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush otzum. He says, can you imagine this? He says, after the Lord did a mezuzah, in kavam of mezuzah, kodim shadar betocho. Let's say there was a mezuzah up from before. I moved into a house where he had a mezuzah. Says the Magen Avraham, kishenichnas lodo besocho, your point. Now I come in, and I'm going to live there, mevorech, Asher kedeshanu mitzosav mitzivanu lador bebayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. How do you like that? A staggering. We've mentioned this once before in a different context because it relates to the question of making a bracha on a maisa hamitzah as opposed to on a kiyama mitzah. So that's a famous Magen Avraham that comes up in that context. I don't want to delve into right now that problem, but the Magen Avraham says it. Imagine that. You make a bracha, asher kedeshanu mitzosav mitzivanu lador bebayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. So this just hammers home the point I've been trying to develop this evening, that there is a chiyuv to live in a home with a mezuzah, to the point that the Magen Avraham says there's such a bracha. Now, again, others, don't love that bracha. Okay, sorry. The Pisrei Tshuva, back in your day in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Simen Reish Pei Tes, if caught in Gimel, he quotes this Magen Avraham, right, because the Chaba writes that the bracha is, as we said, Ligbo Mezuzah, right? As you pointed out from before. That's the prop, the Chaba writes in Simen Reish Pei Tes of Yoreh Deh Sif Aleph, Bo Lekobo Yanechenu Shver Shalkana O Shalkol Dover. You wrap it in something, a reed or a plastic, that we do it, I think, today, right? And then you say, you put it in its place, you grant him a coma, V'yivorach Hashem, Kibshonim, the song, it's on Ligbo Mezuzah. Shall make a bracha, Ligbo Mezuzah. So on that, the Pisrei Tshuva, if God writes, I am Magen Avraham, Shakos the Alpha of the Kaimel and Mezuzah, Chovas Adori, Shakos Man Shenador, Besoch Apart to Mezuzah, Afilo Hachim, Yivorach Hishakova. The storm of the mill, Shakova and Mezuzah, Kishadar Besoch. Why do we make it when we go in? Because that usually means you're living in there. That's what the Magen Avraham says, right? When you do it when you're about to live in there. But, if you do it before, you have to make this other bracha. Okay, uchemedume says the Pesach Chuv. It appears to me, shara'isi b'sefer Birkas Yosef ba'orachaim shecholek olav. I think says the Pesach Chuv that the Birkas Yosef disagrees with such a bracha, and he's right, because in again it's the same simon over there. Your test, the Birkas Yosef. Birkas Yosef, no, I don't think so. More than 69. The Birkas Chidor was already in the 79. I mean, no. No, I've got to check it out. I don't know. But, he quotes one of them for sure. Maybe in contemporary. Yeah. He quotes him. Yeah. And that does quote him. He quotes him even here. Anyway, this is in Simon Yud Tes of Cotton Bays. He quotes this, actually, he mentioned this one of them. So he says, he doesn't think there's such a bracha. Okay. Even though it's a Chovas Adar and so on, he does disagree. Okay, so he's right. Well, I'm not going to read it, so I'm going to save a little time.
Another example is the Magen Avraham amended the Brachot.
There was another one?
No, but anyone, but I think I have all occasion
with there could be.
Maybe I'll go
there. I'll take a look. There is a little sefer which I got recently, called Brachos Shenishtak'u. Brachos is no longer say, so maybe in there, there's a list. Brachas that were one time that other people talk about, which don't exist. All right, so the Pisrei Tshuva says over there in Reish Pei Tes, to look a page later to what he says in Reish Tzadi Aleph, and it's caught in Dalad there, he actually quotes the Birkei Yosef, but what I want to mention is something else. He says, he refers here, he quotes his Birkei Yosef, but he also mentions something else. It's very, very interesting. Really almost a staggering comment. Listen to this one. Rav Akiva Eger, none other than Rav Akiva Eger, says in the Tshuvas Kama, at the end of Simon Tes, he says, Misha yotza midiros olabayis acher lodu sham, v'yesham mezuzah mikvar shenich misham, hadar harisham, mechuyu l'vorach al mezuzah, zeh mitzah hadosh olo b'bayis zeh. Kiv Eger says you do make a bracha. He doesn't say the text of the Magen Avraham's text, but he does mention that there is such a bracha when you come into a house. Now listen to this. The Nir Ali, the Gama Holech mi Beisola Asaka Beshuk shows Harbe. A guy leaves his house to go to work for a few hours. Upa'amam no seo me'iro al eza yom. Sometimes he leaves town for a few days. L'chora ha'din d'cheshechoza l'beisa yivarech ala mitzvah. When you come home, you should make a bracha on a mezuzah. This is Rekiv Eger. The hab bein tayim, shal ohoya b'diris beiso, ohoya alav chobas mezuzah. Because when he wasn't home, the chiv disappeared, right? I was now out and whatever, so I have no chiv. I just said before, huh?
The Rambam. Maybe.
Well, I don't know. Umaschil, well, because he says umaschil ator chiv chadash. Okay? It's like a new chiv. It's like if you took off your talus, and you put your talus back on later, right? So, the year came out, or Yotzim is Sukkah or Sukkah. You go out, you eat breakfast in Sukkah, and you go, and you come back, and they make an Ulashim in Sukkah, right? So, he wants to say the same thing. Uchmot Pasha Taliso, Al Dashol is Adam Yadik, Shechozim Mavorach, Keshol Vitzorach, Ian Ladino. That is a staggering thing. I mean, pretty much every day, or at least, he doesn't say if it's every day, or if you go on vacation, or something. You went away for a couple of weeks, you come back, and he mentions, even though your children are there, but it's not their house, it's your house, whatever, okay. So that's the Kivega, and then the Pesach Tshuva refers to that. At the end, he says, as a footnote, after he signed the letter, he wrote, Achar Zman Ra, Boli Yad Sefer Birka Yosef. After a while, I came across the Birka Yosef, I obtained the Birka Yosef. For Isa Shekosev Pshitas, Bedin HaRishon Hanal, the Socher Bayi Shesh Mezuzah Einam Avarach. Number one, he disagrees that first, then he says, if you come to a house and already has a mezuzah, you don't have to make a bracha against that Magen Avraham. The low tikno bracha rak al shas kiyas hamezuzah. They only make a bracha when you put it up. Umele gam bedin hasheni hanal benosem meir v'charka chos beisa enu baruch ledina tzorach li'ion. He still says I'm not sure. So it's a tremendous chiddush. I was trying to think about it. To me, it's really in line with what we said, unless it means what we said was wrong. It's really not a kash at all. And I'll tell you why. But I'll preface it by saying, if Rekiv Eger says it's a kasha, then it's a kasha. I stress, not, you know, if he says Tzorachian, then Tzorachian. I heard a story once about a certain Talmud Chacham who wrote a sefer to answer all the Tzorachians of Rekiv Eger, in the Gilyon HaShas. And, and he came, I heard to the old Teitelbaum, the previous Satmar Rosenbaum, he wanted to get a Haskoma. And he figured out all these Rekiv Egers, all the Tzorachians, he answered them. He said, except for two, he was stuck. He just, he couldn't figure them out. He came to the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe looked at the work, and he said, Yishkayach, you were zochet to understand two Rekiv Egers. That's what his answer was. All your terutzim, he didn't think in the end, they're not terutzim. The two places he said, it's not kakashi, you understood Rekiv Egers kakashi. So certainly me, I'm not sure. Rekiv Egers says Tzorachian, then it's Tzorachian. But it seems to me, just Lani Zayti Mamesh, that the kasha of going to work, or going to, even on vacation, that's called normal dira. In other words, what did we say before? We said before that we defined the guy, what does it help the guy to leave the house and the mezuzah fell down, so he leaves the house, so what? What changed? Right, that's the question we asked. We asked the Prima Gadim again, to go over, the Prima Gadim and the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it in the other day, the Prima Gadim Aruch Chaim, they all say that if the mezuzah falls down, if no place to go, you're stuck, they say you can stay in the house if it's Shabbos. If it's a weekday, you got to run and get a mezuzah, unless there's none to be had, then you can stay in the house. The Avnei Nezer we mentioned was Machmer. No, you got to go out no matter what. So what difference is going out make? So we said, one possibility is to be Machmer, the other possibility is that, no, that's not called living, so there's no Chiyuv. What I want to suggest here, and again, Rekiv Eger didn't say it, so we have to keep that in mind, but it's called living. What does living mean? Living means that I'm staying in my house every minute. Since it's not parallel to Sukkah, or because although one could argue even Sukkah, if I go in to get the soup or whatever, I don't think I can do leish, because that's part of the same activity, So I would say that dira in terms of a home includes going to work, and it includes from time to time going on vacation, and that's part of dira. So the chiyuv never disappeared. I'm still called a dar. When am I not a dar, like we said before, when I'm now out of my house? The halacha declares I can't go into the house, and now I'm not a dar, right? I have no access to my belongings, so that's not called a dar. But a guy who goes away, it seems to me, is... You know, and the fact of the matter is, mezuzahs do fall down someplace. That's part of life, so to speak. You know, so, but okay, that you know, you could take it that way too. So I just wanted to mention that's a, you know, that's a possible teretz to, you know, to the comment of Akiva Eiger, but he does leave it as a tzarchi, and why we don't have to do that. Let me just conclude by mentioning the, you know, one other comment. You know, another reason why maybe a guy has to leave a house. Maybe it's not because it's not as dira. There's another possibility. I didn't bring with him the Medrash Rabbah in Gilles Rus. You know, when Rus pressured Naomi in the first paragraph of Gilles Rus that she wanted to come, so she said, wherever you go, I'll go, right? Whatever you do, I'll do. And it said there, Basher Tolini Olin. Right? So the Medrash there, Medrash Rus Rabbah, Parsha Beis, the end of Simchav Gimel, Medrash says, she said, you know, Jews don't live in a place, don't even sleep in a place where there's no mezuzah. So she said, okay, no problem. Basher Tolini Olin. I'll sleep wherever you sleep. Right? I can go along with that too. So maybe the Medrash is saying, you know something? It's not an actual issur to be in a house. There's no mezuzah. That's not derech of the Jews. A Jew is not in a house where there's no mezuzah. That's the idea. Not so much it's an issur or there's not a dar. I'm just saying it from a different direction. And maybe it relates to the fact that the tour in the beginning of Simon Reish Pehe, which I didn't bring, we'll take a look there, he elaborates on this idea that Amram already alluded to too, that there's shmirah through a mezuzah. It's not proper. It's a matter of being improper. So maybe we don't have to say that it's an absolute issur, but rather that it's not derech of the Jews, like we see in the Medrash Rus Rabbah, or maybe there's a certain danger, if you will, that if you're going to be in a house without a mezuzah, so whatever shmirah the mezuzah says, and again, it's not just al pi Kabbalah. I mean, it's, you know, it is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as well. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Mechaber writes, that you should be careful with mitzvah mezuzah, because if you're careful, then you'll have a long life, and your children also. If you're not careful, then you'll have a shorter life. So there is, and your children, Rahman Hassan. So, you know, there is this notion of Shmira, and again, the other people take it, and of course, people took it too far. People began to view this as a kind of amulet, and you have to be careful. What can you write something on the back of the Zuzim? There's all this literature about that, which is not what I'm going to now. But maybe that's another reason why you should leave the house and there's no mezuzah. Not so much as an Isser, but just it's not derech of the Jews, and it's perhaps even not advisable from the Shmira perspective. But in any event, what we see is that there is an inyan, aside from writing mezuzah and putting up mezuzah, of living in a home which has a mezuzah. Okay.